You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. All you have to do is pick your favorite player over and unders to cash in. Head over to prizepicks.com and use promo code SGP for a 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football leagues and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome everyone to the PropCast NBA Wednesday night edition, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is December 1st, 2021, the last month of 2021. So hopefully we're going to close it out with a bang. Like I said, here for the Wednesday night NBA player props, plus we'll get into some other things happening around the association. And joining me as usual on Wednesday morning to break it all down is a man that does it both on and off the court for SGPN, as well as hosting his own radio show, Scott Reichel. Scott, how you doing this morning, my man?
Doing pretty well. Looking forward to talking about some potential award races as well as our favorite player props for Wednesday.
Yes, sir. So like we said, man, it's a brand new month. Hopefully we're going to close it out strong. We're going to get into a couple of more of the awards markets, like we talked about last week, Scott and I did. I think we went through about two or three of them last week. So we'll get into another one today. And as usual, we will get into our player props for the Wednesday night schedule. Scott, let's just dive right into it, man. We have, let's get into the awards, man. I know we were talking offline yesterday, and I said, let's get into the Coach of the Year awards market. And I'm going to give you the floor here because I'll let you tell the story about what's going on with you and what you did over the past day and how you can't pass up any more value at this point of the season.
So I was looking at the Coach of the Year award race for about the past week or so, because you're already about a fourth of the way through the season. You can kind of have a good gist of who's going to be in the running towards the end. And I saw two coaches I was really interested in with prices that for me didn't make any sense. And those two were Steve Kerr, who was around 5-1 or even 6-1 about a week ago. And you had Monty Williams, who was anywhere from 12-1 to 9-1. He was all over the place. And I guess I waited around for too long because I'm in New York and I have to make the trip to Jersey if I want to place the bets. I ended up, I don't want to say being lazy, but I took my time with it. And Kerr ended up going down from around 5-1 to +350, mostly +300. And Monty went down from around 9-1 to around 5-1 or 550. And at that point, I said, I've had enough. And I ended up traveling to Jersey yesterday just to play several bets on Coach of the Year, as well as to throw in some parlays and use some free bets, et cetera. But the point is that for Coach of the Year, I took a heavy stance on two guys, and they happened to coach against each other yesterday in a very entertaining game between the Warriors and the Suns.
Yeah,
I think those are the two best teams in the league. I don't think it's really close. I think that you can tell from just the actual just intensity that the game was played at. That's the type of matchup that you wish you could see in an NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Or in this case, a Western Conference Finals, because those two teams, just simply put, look like they're on a different level. I'm satisfied with my choice. I know that we can talk about, as we did on Slack, the other options who maybe could win the award.
Yeah.
But realistically, if any of those two teams win 60-plus games, I think it's in the bag.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We were talking, like you said, offline yesterday on Slack, and we said that any one of these teams, especially if Phoenix wins 60-plus games this year, I think last year, Monty Williams was one of the finalists and also deserving so of winning that award last year, but because Tom Thibodeau's in that New York Knicks market and how he significantly improved the Knicks last year, not saying that Tibbs didn't deserve that award, but Monty Williams was another guy last year that got this team as what the number one, number two seed last year in the Western Conference, got them all the way to the NBA Finals. And I think this year, like you said, Scott, that if they're able to win either one of these coaches, Steve Kerr or the Monty Williams led Phoenix Suns, are able to get 60 plus wins. I think you're right that this award would be in the bag, but kind of looking outside of those two guys, Scott, if you had to pick maybe one guy or maybe two guys outside of those two guys that may be a dark horse at this point to win that award, there was a couple guys that we talked about, but if you had a free bet to put down, which guy would you want to get down on?
If we're talking about a long shot, I don't really know what you consider a long shot because, of course, Billy Donovan is the consensus third option here.
Yeah.
Around one. If you mean a serious long shot, the truth is, I really don't see many that I like. I guess you can maybe make an argument for a Nate McMillan at 30-1 if you think Atlanta's recent hot streak continues for the rest of the season. Yeah. You think there's a shot that Atlanta maybe pushes 50 wins if you think they end up keeping this level of momentum that they have. I don't exactly see it, but I do think that price does seem a little bit low. Maybe a Budenholzer, but you never know how seriously Milwaukee's going to take the regular season and if everyone's going to stay healthy for the rest of the year. So I'm not really interested. But I do think if you're looking at the top, the Coach of the Year is usually you have a good indication of when the season is about a fourth of the way through, if not less.
Yeah.
Like last year, you could tell, hey, this Knicks team's pretty good. I'm curious what the odds are on Thibodeau. I'm sure people were jumping the gun on the Knicks early in the year last year because you can tell this team might have something cooking. Wes Unseld might fit that mold at around 15-1. But once again, are the Wizards getting a lot of media coverage? No. I think that it was a perfect storm last year because Thibodeau plays for or coaches a team that is the center of media attention. So you know that anytime the Knicks do anything that isn't embarrassing for themselves or the organization, the media is going to talk about it in a very positive way. And I do think that helped push the narrative that Thibodeau deserved it over Monty Williams. I would have voted for Monty Williams.
Yeah.
That was me last year. But either way, I feel like both options were fine. But you're looking at this year, the Suns have won 17 in a row. Of course, I wish Booker did not get injured during that Warriors game.
Yeah.
But still, the Suns have won 17 straight. They're the talk of the town. And the Warriors will always get the proper recognition that they deserve, especially with Klay coming back arguably in maybe a week or so, because I know he ended up playing in scrimmage for the past week.
Yep.
So it seems like he's really close to returning. Wiseman, not so much, but there are reinforcements on the way, which should help push this Warriors team to 60-plus wins if Curry stays healthy. As for the Suns, I do think there's a narrative in place where if it's close, they might just give it to Monty Williams.
Yeah.
Because he might have gotten snubbed from the award last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe with the media voting, there is a bit of a makeup call situation where if they wrong somebody, quote unquote, they try to make it right the following year.
Yeah.
So I do think that the narrative definitely helps Williams, especially at the 550 price that he was at yesterday.
Yeah, you're right. He currently is down to 4-1 here on DK here, but even if the Phoenix Suns finish second or third in the Western Conference with, like, let's just say 57, 58 wins at that point, don't you still think that he's going to win the award despite, even if the Warriors win 60 games?
I think that you can make a serious argument depending on how long Booker's out, because if you end up winning, let's just say another four games, let's say Booker's out four games, and you extend the win streak to 21. Do you think there's going to be a win streak better than 21 games at some point during the season? Of course not.
No.
So I do think that definitely speaks volumes to how just dialed in he has his team and how good his system actually is. And the Suns, I do think, I think they're being a little bit disrespected because they made it to the finals last year. Yes, Anthony Davis got injured. Yes, you ended up having Jamal Murray being injured for the Nuggets. There were a lot of injuries in place for some of the teams they faced. This team is really damn good. And that's why I like the win total over for this team, because I thought they had a chip on their shoulder going in. And I do think that it's not even just the players with a chip. I do think it's also the coaching staff, because they got pretty much no recognition for making the NBA Finals for the first time in the 90s for the Suns. So they definitely were able to exercise some playoff demons there, made a run. Unfortunately, they're up 2-0. We all know the story from there with Giannis going nuts. But I do think that you're looking at those two guys, Kerr and Monty, and let's just say that I don't exactly think the third candidate, who might be Billy Donovan right now, is really close to those two at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the Suns and the Warriors are just on a completely different planet right now, the quality of basketball that they're playing. And agreed, like, these are the two, by far, these are the two best teams in the NBA right now. And I'm currently seeing, you know, they have updated win totals on some of these books. They still have the Warriors listed at 55.5. Would you not still take the over on that?
I think you have to. Of course, I think the argument you could have is the division they play in is with the Suns. And of course, you have the Lakers, who might figure it out. The key word is might, because now LeBron's out with COVID or protocol or whatever. Yeah. So it never ends with that team, but they did beat Sacramento yesterday. So I guess if they're expecting the Lakers to pick it up, there are another seven games that should be, not seven, because the Warriors already played the Lakers, I think. But the point is, you still have a couple more games that might be tough in the actual division. I would still take the over. You got Klay coming back, assuming he doesn't get injured again.
Right.
It's really hard to envision this team, despite losing yesterday because Curry missed 23 shots or whatever, that the Warriors are going to find a way to lose 22-plus games. I don't see it. Are they going to lose 27 games? Absolutely not. They have, what, three losses on the year?
Yeah, three losses on the year. And these two teams match up again on Friday in Golden State. So that's going to be two, I think. So your division, I think you play them four times in a year. Yep. So I think this could be the second matchup already on Friday in Golden State between these two teams. So will the streak in there? Not sure. We'll find out what the severity of the Devin Booker injury is.
Well, also, sorry, just to go through the updated win total. When you're mentioning a team total of around, a win total of around 55.5, you got to also remember, against the Suns, they might lose. Against the Lakers, when healthy, maybe they might lose one or two. How many games for the rest of the year, assuming there's no Curry injury, are the Warriors going to be underdogs for? Less than three?
Maybe? I would think so. Like, the only other team that I think there would be maybe a slight underdog would probably be going into, like, Milwaukee or Brooklyn.
They killed Brooklyn. I don't even know if they would be underdogs.
Yeah, and that's only if Kyrie does come back, which at this point it doesn't look like it. But like you said, they went in there and they absolutely killed them.
Maybe Milwaukee.
Yeah, but I think that, you're right. That's the only other team that they would be underdogs in. So I'll probably maybe still take the under on that three, over under three if they're favored. Dogs.
But that's the point. If you need the Warriors to lose an additional 24 games for you to lose that updated win total bet, that means they're losing outright as an underdog 20-plus times for the rest of the year. Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I don't think so either. I mean, 18-3, and I'm looking at these updated standings right now. So 18-3 for both the Suns and the Golden State Warriors. That's 21 games. What does that leave you? 61 games left. They're asking them to win another 38 games.
And look at the rest of the league. I mean, you can have flaws with pretty much every single team that's left besides those two. Of course, I'm not saying that those two teams are flawless. Yeah. I do think that the Suns, maybe could use a piece that's not named Landry Shamet to help you close games there from like a shooting perspective. Because I'm so anti-Shamet. He was so bad last night as well. But you're looking at Golden State. I don't even know if I can really say they need much because you have to wait for Clay and Wiseman to come back before you fully evaluate the roster.
Yeah.
But the point is that those two teams are as close to a finished product as you can imagine in the league. Now, the Bucks, I know, have had injuries. Lopez is still out, et cetera. But you're giving serious minutes to Grayson Allen. I do kind of question your actual depth from a guard perspective. So I do think there are some flaws there for Milwaukee. But the Suns and the Warriors right now, you can tell that if one of them was in the other conference, they'd be playing in the finals and they might be going seven games.
I would love to see these two teams in the Western Conference Finals. Obviously, we can't get in the NBA Finals, but the game last night, obviously, if Devin Booker was healthy, it might have been maybe a bigger result for the Phoenix Suns, but we can say the same thing if Klay Thompson was playing for the Warriors also. So,
well, the defense was the story.
Yeah, and early on, it looked like after that first quarter score, like, okay, this is going to turn into a shootout, but everything kind of regressed, and the defense kind of stepped up in that second quarter and for the rest of the game. So, and the numbers don't lie, right? Like, both of these teams are top two or top three in defense and offensive efficiency, so not much separates these two teams. Except for the Warriors, like we mentioned, getting James Wiseman back later and then Klay Thompson hopefully sooner rather than later because he has started playing scrimmaging in five-on-five activities for the Golden State Warriors.
But to go to the actual odds that we talked about, I already jumped in on it. I missed some value. It was even more unfortunate because I saw 9-1 that morning.
Yeah.
And by the time I got there, it was plus 550 for Monty. Mm-hmm. But you know how they always have three finalists for every award before they do the award show?
Yeah.
You don't really need to do, but they choose to do it to make it interesting. But imagine the closing odds you're going to get on Steve Kerr, Monty Williams, and maybe Billy Donovan or whoever's going to be option C.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at what? A plus one something for one of them, maybe for both of them, and then a 12-1 on option C. Like, you know, it's going to be two of those guys, Monty and Kerr, in the finals for the award, and they're probably going to be the two favorites.
I would still, I mean, despite we already missed the value, but at plus 300 and plus 400, I would still get down on that. Why not? I mean, you've laid the case that it's going to be one of these two guys unless something catastrophic. Yeah, unless something catastrophic happens. But even then, they're still both 15 games above 500. The Monty Williams and the Suns are on a 17-game winning streak. Should be 18 by tomorrow night against the Pistons. It may stop on Friday, but even then, like, I don't think we're going to see another team. Maybe the Warriors can do it, getting up to a winning streak like that later on in the season when they have Klay and everybody back. But again,
then you still win because you have Kerr.
Yeah.
So it's really just a no-lose situation.
Yeah. You know? So I would still get down despite missing the valuable numbers of, 5-1, 6-1, whatever the case might be. Yeah. 3-1 and 4-1. I would definitely still get down on that for sure.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to get to here, Scott, as far as awards for the coach of the year or anything happening around the league?
Well, I am kind of curious. We talked about it last week. I don't see odds on it anymore on DK. Most improved player kind of took an interesting hit over the week because Morant was the clear favorite. Now he's injured and he'll probably be missing a couple of weeks. Thankfully, it's not anything more serious because there was a second there where you thought he might be out for the rest of the year. But with him potentially being out, is he still the favorite despite maybe missing 2 to 3 weeks, or are you looking elsewhere?
So I see another book that has Miles Bridges now at plus 260 for most improved. The Ja Morant's around plus 394-1. And then there's a drop off to DeJounte Murray at 12-1, followed by LaMelo Ball 13-1, and so on and so forth. Tyler Hero 18-1.
Can LaMelo really win the award in his second year? That seems a little bit excessive, doesn't it?
Didn't he win the Rookie of the Year last year?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
cross that out.
So I don't know how you could win both. Like, you were a good rookie, but now you're the most, like, no, calm down. I think DeJounte Murray 12-1 is interesting because we both know on the Propcast, I'm sure as all the listeners know, we really like this guy.
Yeah.
He puts up a lot of good numbers. So I do think that he is definitely a worthy candidate at 12-1. The issue is, do they give the award to bad teams or to players on bad teams? And that's the question mark because San Antonio might have been a team that was always on TV, whether or not the public actually wanted to watch them play.
Yeah.
They were always on TV. Now, not so much because they're really bad. But you can look at DeJounte Murray. He's walking into 18-8-7 pretty much every night, and he's also a first-team all-defense caliber player. So I do think at 12-1, that's a pretty attractive option. I wouldn't mind putting a little bit on that.
Yeah, I kind of want to go look back and look at the players that have won this award and see if that team has what their win record was or their record was at the end of the season, if they made the playoffs or not. I think that would be something interesting to dig into. If I can do that later on today, I will. Yeah, but there are some intriguing numbers. I mean, Tyler Hero 18-1, Poole at 25-1.
I would throw Hero out. I think there's no chance they're giving him sixth man and most improved. So I don't see that happening.
Man, let me see. I can pull.
He's a clear minus to win sixth man. Like, that's a wrap, unless he gets injured. And you rarely see, of course, with Giannis, you'll occasionally win the MVP and defensive player.
Yeah.
But you usually don't see the same guy win the award, win different awards, as well as just a bench player winning numerous awards. If Hero wins sixth man, there's a 0% chance they're also giving him most improved.
Yeah, he's minus 145 for sixth man of the year right now. Odds on favorite on one of these books I'm looking at. DeJounte Murray.
There's a chance he wins both.
Yeah, no way. I don't think so. I don't think that can happen. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of the
NBA. I don't think it has either.
Yeah, so 12-1 on DeJounte Murray is interesting. I don't see anybody else that kind of stands out to me. I mean, I've been high on Jordan Poole, but I think his minutes might come down once Klay comes back to the Warriors. But other than that, yeah, I think the one that I'll put down, you're right, DeJounte Murray at 12-1. Anything else you want to get to, Scott, before we get to our player props?
Not really. I guess one thing we didn't really talk about was the MVP.
Yeah.
I know Curry's plus 150, Durant's plus 450, Giannis is around 7-1 or so. It's Curry's to lose, right? And I don't think it's really close.
No. I'm glad I got down to 9-1 on him at the beginning of the year to win this MVP. Currently, see, plus 150 is really pretty much across the board for Steph Curry.
I know he was bad yesterday, but when you're going into Brooklyn, who has Durant, and you're going into Cleveland, who probably hates you because you've had a rivalry with them for about a decade, and both of them start chanting MVP midway through the fourth quarter, I'm pretty sure you're the consensus MVP right now.
Yeah, I mean, 18-3, and you still are missing probably your second best player. This team should, like we talked about, should finish up with more than 55 wins, closer to 60. So
if he stays healthy, it's a wrap.
Yeah, plus 150. I don't see anybody else that can really compete for that award right now, especially the way Curry and the Warriors are playing. Scott, let's take a quick break here, bud. We'll come back and we'll get into our player props for Wednesday night in the NBA.
Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. New users can bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. Plus, you can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WynnBET if you make a first deposit of $20 or more. Whatever your first wager is, WynnBET will match it up to 200%. If you bet $100, you'll get a free $200 free bet. Max wager is set at $750. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the easy way to play daily fantasy. Daily fantasy simplified. You pick 2 to 5 players on any over and under on their stat projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Make sure to use promo code SGP and receive a 100% deposit match up to $100. It's you versus the projected number. PrizePicks has a ton of stats to choose from, including yardage, receptions, touchdowns, fantasy points, and more. PrizePicks allows you mixed sports entries. You can take the over on LeBron combined with the under on Mahomes in the same entry. PrizePicks offers every sport you can think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. PrizePicks is a 4.8 star rated in the App Store with rave reviews. It's really that easy, guys. Prize Picks entries can be made in 60 seconds or less, and it's really that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals.
PrizePicks.com, promo code SGP for a 100% deposit match. That's PrizePicks.com, promo code SGP for a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. If you're not using PropSwap, then you're missing out. PropSwap is America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. You can find the best odds in the country because you're buying directly from other bettors. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Sellers across the country list their sports bets for sale, and thousands of buyers visit PropSwap every day to find the best odds on futures, props, and parlays. The average prop swapper makes $500 a month just buying and selling sports bets on PropSwap. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, coming off of the break, Scott, I will give you the floor first here, sir. What is your first player prop for the action tonight?
So I'm going to look at a matchup between the Sixers and the Celtics, and I'm going to go look at Joel Embiid. And his rebound number is 10.5, and I like the over at plus 110. Embiid, we know, has missed some time because of COVID. However, he ended up coming back, and he has played at least 30 minutes in each of the first two games. He even played 40-plus minutes in a double overtime game against Minnesota. So it's not like Philadelphia has been easing him back into the lineup. They're just throwing him out there and telling him to play his normal amount of minutes because they need to win. Yep. But you're looking at his rebounding numbers during those games, and he's recorded at least 13 rebounds in each of those two games, and including the game prior, before the COVID stuff. So each of the last three games had at least 13 rebounds, and the Celtics are getting Robert Williams back after he missed some time, which I actually think is a plus for Embiid, because we know Robert Williams is a lot of things. A shooter is not one of them. So I do think he's going to be in the paint pretty much the entire game, which should allow Embiid to kind of camp underneath and try to hunt for rebounds. But 10.5 for a guy who's given the Celtics issues for years. And I do think that Embiid, with the amount of volume he's been playing, and the fact that the positioning should be good because Williams, we know, is not going to be on the perimeter to try to stretch out the defense. 10.5 at plus money, sure. I think Embiid could walk into 14 rebounds if he wants it.
Which leads right into mine, because I also have a Joel Embiid player prop, and I'm going to go with his points tonight at 23.5 on the over. Just like everything that you mentioned, that he's come back from COVID. I mean, over his last, well, at least two out of the last three games, he's at 30 and 42, but 16 against the Magic. But again, yeah, I like the matchup. I like the matchup he has tonight against Robert Williams and or Al Horford. But historically, Joel Embiid has been really, really good against the Boston Celtics. Over his last five games here, 35, 38, 42, 11 in a bad shooting night for him. But then before that, he had 38. So four of the last five games, he scored 35 or more points against the Boston Celtics. So if you like the rebounding prop, I might just do the combo of him going points and rebounds over 33.5, which also seems a little conservative. But I think that, yeah, I talked about it on the NBA gambling pod this morning, that it might just be a big Joel Embiid night here tonight against the Boston Celtics, Scott.
It should be. I was looking at the points as well. However, I was a bit concerned by the rusty performance in his last game.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he's fully there offensively yet, but luckily he doesn't need to fully be there to be 7 feet tall, because he is. So I think he'll grab some rebounds anyway.
Yeah, let's go over to your next one. What do you got?
So the second one, I'm sticking with rebounds, looking at another center around the league in a matchup between the Cavaliers and the Heat. And I like Jared Allen, and the current number is 10.5. I like the over at minus 106. You're looking at Jared Allen's numbers, and we know that ever since Mobley got injured, he has taken on a bigger role both offensively as well as on the glass. He's played at least 34 minutes in 9 of his last 11 games. So the volume is definitely there, and he has recorded at least 11 rebounds in each of his last 4 games. Plus, I'm not sure if Adebayo is going to be out or not.
Right.
But he is questionable with a sprained thumb. And I do think if Miami decides to be conservative here, he might have a serious mismatch on the boards, because we know Miami statistically is a very good rebounding team. Adebayo is a big reason for that. If he's out of the lineup, this line should be a lot higher, maybe even 11.5 or 12.5.
Yeah.
But I do think that it's worth gambling on, because even if Adebayo plays, there's still a chance that Allen goes over this number. If Adebayo does not play, Allen should definitely go over. Give me the over for the rebounds here at minus 106.
Yeah, I mean, Jared Allen, I think he's him and DeJounte Murray have probably been the two guys that have been the darling for the prop cast of the NBA edition, especially in the Slack channel. That I think the one key thing that you just highlighted there was the Bam Adebayo injury, that even if he is able to go or not, that the thumb injury is significant, right? And you need to use, obviously, your hands and your fingers to rebound. So if that's going to hurt him in this game. But like you mentioned, Jared Allen, I mean, they signed a big contract with him, but rightfully so. I think he deserves it. He's showing you why. Had a great game against the Dallas Mavericks on Monday. He's been grabbing the boards. Him, Evan Mobley inside have just been torching and cleaning up on the boards.
And without Mobley, he's been doing it himself.
Yeah, exactly, too, right? And Evan Mobley has been getting his, too. So I like Jared Allen. That's you're right. It's a conservative number for Jared Allen tonight against Miami. For my next one, I'm going to go back to the well. That was my best bet on Monday. That was Kevin Porter Jr. And I'm looking at his rebounds and assists over 12.5 tonight, against the Thunder in that back-to-back home split situation. Currently sitting at 12.5. Again, since Jalen Green has left this lineup or left with an injury for the Houston Rockets, Kevin Porter Jr. is pretty much running the show for the Houston Rockets at that point guard position. Over his last couple games here in his game log, looking at it, last game, 9 rebounds, 11 assists, 8 rebounds, 12 assists, 6-9 over his last 3 games. Did get that triple-double extra rebound taken away by the league this morning. But again, he's logging the minutes. He's played 33, 42, and 37 over his last 3 games. And I think that should continue tonight against the OKC Thunder. I think he easily will get into double-digit assists again, but I don't want to lay that minus 155 on a 6.5 for him. So I'm going to take the comp. And he's been rebounding the basketball too, right? 6, 8, and 9 over his last 3 games. So I'm taking Kevin Porter Jr. over 12.5 rebounds and assists again tonight against the Thunder.
Well, first of all, I think that's one of the perks of gambling is the fact that even though the league can remove a rebound about 2 days later, the triple double bet still stands. So yeah, you still win your 37-1 if you had triple double on that one. But my third prop, I went a little bit bold for this one.
Okay.
I got Kevin Porter over 12.5 rebounds and assists at minus 120 on DraftKings. We got the same thing.
Okay. There you go.
I don't have anything really to add. I saw the line. I kind of chuckled to myself because I don't get it. I thought about only taking rebounds. I saw 5.5 at plus money.
Yeah.
Yet last night, so I was tempted to pull the trigger on that, but I couldn't say no to the assists as well. You mentioned all the points. So this number's too low. I get that you can try to factor in season-long averages.
Yeah.
But you got to account for the depth chart. And with Jalen Green no longer there, Porter's been given the keys to the team, which whether or not he deserves it is a separate story, but he's got the ball in his hands all the time and he's looking to either rebound or whether he's looking to just push the break and get his teammates involved. But Houston's actually been winning games. So I don't exactly expect them to not give him the ball moving forward because they've won when they've done so. Mm-hmm. So I expect him to have the ball constantly. It's a rematch against the team he just had a triple double against. So we know that he has a track record of doing well against this particular opponent.
Yep.
Same reasons you just mentioned. I got to take the over on Kevin Porter Jr. rebounds and assists.
Yeah, I saw this last night. Again, I was like, why? They only adjusted it by one stat, like one number from 11.5 to 12.5. And we're still, I think last night it was at minus 105. It's still hovering around that. But hey, if they want to keep giving it to us, we're still going to keep gobbling it up for Kevin Porter Jr. So for my last one, I'm going to go Giannis rebounds over 12.5 against the Hornets tonight. Giannis has just been an absolute freak show pretty much all season long.
You're not sold to Mason Plumlee, boxing out Giannis? You don't see that happening?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that might be too much for Mason Plumlee to handle tonight. But, I mean, Giannis, dude's guy's leading his team in rebounding. He's leading his team in points scored. Last two games, 13 rebounds each against the Denver Nuggets and the Indiana Pacers. Rebounding went down a little bit against Orlando and Detroit, but that's okay. But previous to that, he had 19 against the Thunder, 20 against the Orlando Magic in that back-to-back set. And against the Charlotte Hornets in his career over his last four games here, 12 rebounds, 18 rebounds, 20 rebounds, 16 rebounds. And he's also been scoring the points against them, 29, 34, 41, 30, 26, 26. So you kind of see where I'm going with this. I'll also throw a bonus in there. I'll probably take his points and rebounds to go over tonight. Also, kind of trying to see what that number is here. For Giannis, yeah, 40 and a half. I know it seems a little high, but this guy is an absolute freak. He's called a freak for a reason. So I'm going to take Giannis rebounds over, and I'll take that points and rebounds to go over tonight also, Scott.
I'm not going to criticize you taking the over in any statistic for probably the best player in the entire league. I mean, that's not going to be me. I think Giannis should have a huge game. Charlotte, especially with the pace numbers and the lack of defense,
yeah,
they have really either been punting defense or doubling down on tempo. There should be a bunch of possessions in this game.
Yeah, we had talked about this on the NBA Gambling Pod this morning that this should turn into a shootout, but I really do like Bucks to score at will and get whatever they want, because this Hornets defense has been absolutely atrocious over their last five games.
I'd look at team totals for the opponents or even just full game overs for Charlotte. We talked about it for Memphis. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, after we won our best bets on the NBA Gambling Podcast for Friday, Ja got injured, and now that whole ship has sailed. But if you're looking for another good auto bet for an over, look at the Charlotte games. Those games are just overs halfway through the fourth quarter at this point.
Yeah, and Charlotte, over the last five games, number 28 in defensive efficiency, and Milwaukee is number 3 over their last five games in offensive efficiency. And as far as pace, Milwaukee number 5 over their last five games, and the Charlotte Hornets are number 2. So do expect to see a lot of pace and a lot of points being scored tonight. But that brings us to the end of our player props. Scott, let's take one final break here, bud. We'll come back, wrap it up with some final thoughts, and we'll get a best bet identified for our player props tonight.
Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on matchups. You can cash out for gift cards when your bet hits and even help raise money for charity along the way. It's a brand new company looking to grow their early adopter community. It's a slick app and it's really fun to use. One of the reasons we love it is that they also offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get in on some prop bets on Better Fantasy. Plus, they have added a really, really cool bonus, guys. If you can get your entire league to join Better Fantasy, they'll give the league a $150 gift card to get a sick-ass trophy from TrophySmack.com. The app is totally free to play. Download the app today for iPhone and Android. Check them out today at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BETTOR Fantasy.com/SGPN. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via text, QR codes, and links, among other methods. No money is transacted on the app. It is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see who can hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN today to join the revolution. And guys, make sure to check out PrizePicks.com. It is really, really fun website, and it's really great for betting on your favorite players, their stat projections to go over or under. Make sure to go to prizepicks.com, get signed up today, and make sure to get that 100% deposit bonus by only using the promo code SGP. You're not going to get that 100% deposit bonus without using that promo code SGP. I highly recommend it to all my friends and listeners who have contacted me about this. Go to prizepicks.com and use that promo code SGP.
And finally, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, coming off of the break, Scott, I'll give you the floor here first, sir. Best bet for tonight, your player prop.
Well, considering the fact that we don't plan our props accordingly and we had the, and we had the same thing, I'm assuming we're going to end up sharing our lock for this one. I got to take Kevin Porter Jr. I mean, yeah, there's no way that I can't. You're looking at his number of 12.5 for rebounds and assists. He's had at least 15 in each of the last three games. He just had a triple-double, or he used to have a triple-double. Now it's a double-double, but you get the point.
Yeah.
Against this particular opponent. He's recorded at least 13 rebounds and assists in each of the first two meetings this season, and he's playing a lot of minutes because Jalen Green got injured. If he has a triple-double, allegedly, and you're going to only bump up the number by one when they have an immediate rematch the following day, I have to take the over. Thank you for 12.5. I have to take it.
Yeah, I'll double lock that up with you all, so I know it was my best bet on Monday. I'll double lock it, but I'll give out a bonus one also. I don't want to be vanilla, but we're giving out winners here, so that's all that matters. I will go with, let's see here. I'll go Giannis. Giannis points and rebounds. Over 40.5. I think that he should have his way tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. We talked about the defensive problems that the Charlotte Hornets are having, not only all season long, but more so over their past five games here. So Giannis points and rebounds over 40.5, and then double lock for myself and Scott at 12.5 for rebounds and assists for Kevin Porter Jr. That'll bring us to the end of it, Scott. Any final thoughts? And then also let the people know where they can find you, buddy.
Not really. Thanks for having me on. You can find me at Reichel Radio on Twitter, R-E-I-C-H-E-L Radio. Besides that, doing a lot of editing for the Sports Gambling Podcast and Network, whether it involves the NBA Gambling Podcast, this podcast, the Golf Gambling Podcast, MLB Gambling Podcast is in the middle of a break, but still doing that one as well. Besides that, still doing fantasy articles all the time, still doing fantasy rankings every week, which have gone pretty well so far. How's your fantasy team doing?
I am actually, week 13 now? I started 1-3 in one of my leagues and rattled off 8 straight wins.
Okay.
So nice. Looking pretty good. I think that my team is pretty, pretty solid. I think I have a good shot of maybe winning it that year, but I don't want to put the cart before the horse. But yeah, like Scott said, I've had breakfast this morning, Scott. But make sure to check out all the fantasy content happening on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. It's time to stack up those wins to get to the championship or even make the playoffs for that sake. But make sure to download the SGPN app over on your App Store or Google Play Store. As soon as any pod on the network drops, you'll get a push notification and you can listen to it right away. Scott, thank you so much for joining me, man. I'm not sure if you plugged your Twitter handle, but you can find Scott at Reichel Radio. Also, guys, check out his radio show he does every day, man. Him and Scott, his co-host name is Scott also, which is funny, but they drop so many great nuggets.
It's on YouTube, too, so you don't have to actually own a radio in order to listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell is a radio these days, right? It's all about podcast players and YouTube, but yeah, check him out there. A lot of great nuggets that they drop every single day on their show, so you can also see their pretty faces on there also. But with that being said, guys, thank you so much for joining us and listening to this podcast. Scott, thank you so much. We'll be back on Friday for the PropCast. Till then, let's break the books off and let it ride.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.